Southern Ontario is corn country, and with the late spring, most farmers have been scrambling to get their fields ready for seeding. And all of them are using seeds treated with a pesticide containing neonicotinoids. Nearly all the corn grown in Canada and more than half of the soybean crops are treated with neonicotinoids. In Ontario, 5 million acres of farmland are planted with neonicotinoid-treated seeds. Neonicotinoids are a class of insecticide that targets the nervous system of insects that damage crops like potato bugs, corn beetles, grubs, and aphids. But there is growing evidence that the pesticide is also harmful to beneficial insects such as honeybees and other pollinators. There's a reason the insecticide is needed, says Kevin Armstrong, who farms near Woodstock, Ontario.
It is a kind of insurance policy for us. It protects the seed and the seedling for the first month or so of its life. And so if that's protected, then the vigor of the whole plant is secured for the whole season.
And that means more money, about 10% more. That could translate into millions of dollars for farmers who are forever watching the bottom line. But beekeepers say the problem is that neonicotinoids don't discriminate, and the pesticide is killing their bee populations by the millions. And that's costing them millions of dollars and could drive them out of business.
When 90% of your stock is dying that used to be alive, it's unsustainable is an understatement.
Last year, 75% of the bees that were tested positive for this residue.
Young, dying, twitching, spasming bees around the entrance.
Some very powerful pesticides are now considered to be the main cause of bee deaths. That conclusion was verified by a panel of 50 international scientists. The Task Force on Systemic Pesticides found unequivocal evidence that neonicotinoid pesticides are killing bees. If the evidence is incontrovertible, then why haven't governments taken action? That's exactly what happened in the European Union after dozens of protests like this one in Britain. The EU has brought in a 2-year moratorium on the use of neonicotinoids. That's also a reasonable solution for Canada, according to Jason Tetreault, a Toronto-based biologist.
Put the moratorium out there for a period of 3 years and let's see what happens. If the bees come back, then we know that it was the pesticides. If the bees don't come back, then we know that the climate change argument is probably in order and we've got a much larger issue to deal with.
In Ontario, the issue became so acute to beekeepers that in the fall of 2014, they launched a class action lawsuit against Bayer and Syngenta, two of the biggest companies that manufacture neonicotinoids. Lawyer Dimitri Lascaris represents the beekeepers.
These insecticides effectively act as a nerve poison, and they are in fact constituting now a threat to the productivity or natural and farmed environment that is equivalent to that was created by DDT years ago.
The lawsuit is for $400 million in compensation and $50 million in punitive damages. The Ontario government has also shifted gears. It wants to dramatically restrict and reduce the use of the pesticide by the start of next year's corn and soybean planting season. That means an 80% reduction to the number of corn and soybean acres grown with seeds treated with neonicotinoids by 2017. It also wants to put the onus on farmers, making them prove they actually have pests before they could use certain pesticide-treated seeds, especially those suspected of killing bees. CropLife Canada is the industry association that represents many of the big seed companies. CropLife Canada says neonics are the best thing that ever happened to farmers. Pierre Patel speaks for the association.
They target insects. So this particular class of insecticides, the advantage of it is that it has very low toxicity for wildlife and humans.
But beekeepers say neonicotinoids are systemic. They seep into the soil and remain there for years. And they're getting support from Ontario's Environmental Commissioner. Gordon Miller compares bees to the proverbial canary in the coal mine because he says they're dying off in unprecedented numbers. And Miller is calling for a ban of neonicotinoids, describing them as a bigger threat than DDT.
Everything that I have before me, which is scientific reports that come out almost weekly now, suggests to me as an ecologist that this is the biggest threat to the structure and ecological integrity of the ecosystem that I have encountered in my life.
The stakes are huge, not just for beekeepers, but for the role that all pollinators play in agriculture. Dave Golson is a British biologist at the University of Sussex.
75% of the crops that we eat are pollinated by insects of one type or another, mostly by bees. So if we didn't have those bees, if we don't look after them, then we won't have most of the fruits that we like to eat, most of the vegetables we like to eat.
While Ontario moves to restrict the use of neonicotinoids, the federal government through Health Canada has approved 29 new neonicotinoid products for growers to use as they like. Some farm groups are fighting back. Earlier this year, they spent $350,000 to place a full-page open letter in 14 Ontario newspapers. It was addressed to the people of Ontario and called for a balanced look at the issue and to let the public and the politicians know that the bee industry is not in the dire straits some claim it to be in. Other questions have arisen, claims that neonicotinoids are showing up in commercial greenhouses, from flower and vegetable seeds that people plant in their backyard gardens. They're also showing up in wetlands across the prairies and are threatening those ecosystems. The calls for action are growing, but the response has been slow. As one beekeeper put it, the clock is ticking and the industry is failing fast. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.